Hey there, Jen here, and this is a Happy Bit. On the last episode, I spoke with Lisa Cordiff all about putting yourself first, being 100% responsible for your own happiness. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that, that life is not about doing something until you become it, but instead it's really about being it. Lisa made the choice to be 100% responsible for her own happiness. She didn't say she was going to be happy after she lost 10 pounds or after her husband started acting a certain way or after her kids were well behaved or after she figured out her purpose and found her dream job. All of that, she decided to be it right now. I want to challenge you to take out a piece of paper and write down who would you have to be right now to make your goals and your intentions a reality. Not what do you have to do, but who would you have to be? I made the choice long ago to be happy, like Lisa, to be happy, to be a good mom. Even though we all walk around saying, "Ugh, I'm a horrible mom. Oh, I'm so miserable. I'm so busy. I'm so tired. I'm so whatever." We can be whatever we want to be right now. It's all just a series of perceptions. It's all just a decision about the reality we are going to experience. You can be as happy as you make up your mind to be. You can be as happy as you decide to be. Many of you write reviews of the show, thank you, and say you want to be a vibrant, happy woman. Guess what? It's not in the future. It is now. It is a decision. Be vibrant and happy right now. And tomorrow, when you wake up, stand up, pull those shoulders back, and say out loud, with confidence, with that voice of total authority, I am a vibrant, happy woman. I am a good mom. And sometimes you might feel like, oh, that's not true. You might cringe. But I can promise you after time, after a while, it will start to ring true and it will start to feel authentic. Listen, our brains are just a series of neural connections, stories we've been fed from our childhoods, watching our parents, watching other relatives and loved ones, telling us their values, telling us what's true or false. But really, it's all just a series of perceptions. We all like to believe that our value system is the right value system and our view of the world is the right view of the world. Think about it. How many people do you know that say, life is hard? It just is. How would that view of the world skew their experiences? They would be probably very negative. They would struggle and suffer and always just make sure it's hard. And their brain would support that theory. Even though they think it's going to get better, it's going to get better. Likely, they'll just keep perceiving it as hard. Or maybe you've heard people say, life is how the ball bounces. Life is just how the ball bounces. It's all just a big game of chance. Well, that's a little bit of a better attitude, but it doesn't quite feel as empowering as we'd like it to be, right? What about life is a dance? Ooh, I'm starting to like this. Life is a dance, this graceful dance between human beings, between ups and downs, becomes an experience, something you're enjoying on the dance floor of the world. So think about, what is life to you? And what perceptions are you similarly believing all over your life? My marriage is hard. Genetically, I'm just not made to be thin. Or my kids are crazy. That's one I've believed for a long time and I'm letting it go. I choose to perceive and believe the truth that feels the best to me. So be a vibrant and happy woman right now. That is my happy bit for you today, and I will see you next week. Until then, make it a great week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenryday.com.